Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Of course, good Trish morning. Is my Thursday girl. Hey, 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, expanded lines for Christmas and for your pleasure. And, of course, the walk-in humidor has been greatly expanded, but the same great customer service. All this down at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
It's 37 degrees in downtown Reading, and it's chilly. Expecting a high today of 61, a low this evening of 40, and it's going to be sunny. On Friday, rain after 11 a.m., high near 54, light and variable wind, chance of precipitation is 80%. Friday night, showers
and participation
likely.
100%.
Exactly. Friday night, showers likely, mainly after 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 43. And on Saturday, a chance of showers before 5 p.m., then a chance of rain after 5 p.m. Saturday night, a chance of rain before 11 p.m., low of 45. And on Sunday, a 50% chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 43 Sunday night. Monday, rain likely, and it looks like we got showers kind of mostly up until Wednesday of next week. So a little here, a little cloudy, that's good. Gives it a chance to soak in. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, a lot of things going on. We're going to have John Dunlap with us today at 8 o'clock. John leads the group that's opposing Costco. So we had Brent Weaver on the other day who obviously wants Costco going in. And in fact, was very... passionate, I think that's the right word that Bob used about that, as are many people. However, there are questions about Costco.
Costco's a big deal to anyone that manages to get that in their jurisdiction because it's a huge sales tax generator.
I expect you to be scrupulously fair today just because you live in Anderson.
Oh, I absolutely am.
You always are. I'm just playing with you.
You're right. Would I love to see that down in Anderson? Absolutely.
At least $4.5 million worth of
work. Well, exactly. I mean, if you want a solution to your jail to give the county more money, an ideal location for Costco would be on Knighton Road, the corner of I-5 and Knighton Road. Sales tax generated in the unincorporated area can be used for jail space. So, I mean, it's a huge deal where Costco locates.
Well, he's going to be on today. Now, a lot of things going on in the world. We have a congressman from the state of California. His name's Liu, L-I-E-U.
Oh, okay.
He has said yesterday or the day before on CNN now how he would really like to regulate free speech. I mean, he used those words, and because, you know, the Twitter guy was in there, you know, the CEO. And he said, but of course I can't because of the Constitution, because of the First Amendment, that pesky thing. He didn't say pesky, but he said that. And then, of course, you know, social media just erupted, and he says, I'm saying is that I can't, and I'm defending the Constitution against the Republicans and Trump. And then he says, but, yeah, I would like to regulate what's on Fox News. Now, this is the same guy that walked out of the moment of silence for those people in Texas that, you know, that they had in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What do you think about Mr. Liu and his, you know, when I hear things like this, I want to go back and research who this guy is.
Well, you know, here's what I think about all of that. And I will tell you that I believe we have allowed by our silence and by our not getting in the face. When they first started some of these things with political correctness and proper, you know, what we can say and what we can't, and when they started changing the meanings of words that we had grown accustomed to using in one manner, how many years ago? I mean, when we started with songs, let's use the word gay. I feel pretty. I feel gay. That was a melody in a song. And now we can't use that word because it refers to something else. And we have silently stood by and allowed them to take over our language, take over our dictionary. And now when we scream and yell, they have such a foothold in where they're going with this political correctness that we have a hard time fighting back. Darn near anything I say anymore is subject because I refuse to change. In fact, I showed Bob a joke when I came in here this morning, which I don't think he appreciated. It was funny. But it isn't politically correct.
I respect your right to express yourself in any manner.
Exactly.
Okay. So, but you're right. You know what? Here's the thing is, I do believe that's me, that's my computer talking to us because computers are now taking over our lives. But I agree. I think, you know, when you get into things like Baby It's Cold Outside, that they want to ban that. When Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from the 60s, maybe even the 60s, that animated, that stop motion, you know, animation that kids have loved for all these years is nothing but a homophobic, bullying example,
everybody gets a trophy. Nobody keeps score. Nobody wins because it makes you feel bad if you lose.
Well, not that. I mean, it's just the opposite of all that. But what it shows is what happens with perseverance, how you can show if you're different, that you can succeed and people will, you know, accept you for, you know, for who you are and that you can succeed in the world and that people make, you know, that people apologize for being wrong about you, you know, for something like this. Now that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. This is what kids should be getting, but no, people are saying, oh no, this is like you're abusing a child that's different because he's homosexual. Rudolph is not homosexual. First of all,
he has a red nose.
He's a red nose. That's what it is. Does that mean every gay person has a red nose? No, of course not. But, you know, also Rudolph also had a little girlfriend in this thing. You know, but the whole thing is, you're right in the sense is, it started off on some things that were probably wrong. You know, that were wrong, that were being said.
Well, maybe wrong, but maybe why not just get a new word instead of constantly going after a word that's already in use and making it change. Why not have a new word for whatever it is you're trying to express, as opposed to confiscating a word that's used in a different manner that means something to us forever? And then all of a sudden, that word can't be used that way because now we want it to mean something else.
Yes. Yes. I agree with that.
And I think the word gay is a perfect example of that.
Gay was, you know, yes. But gay is acceptable. Gay is acceptable for a... For saying, gosh, what a gay party this is. Well, really, what a gay happy party. If you said, what a gay happy party this is, that'd be okay. If you just said, this is a gay party, wow, what a gay party this is. Some people would take that wrong.
Yeah. Pretty much anything. You say can be taken wrong.
Would that be taken wrong?
Absolutely.
What a gay party this is. Oh, yeah, my gosh. Everybody's happy.
The eyebrows go up. The other thing that what we're talking about that is because...
And you see old movies that use the word gay. And you can't help but think you're thinking, oh, wow.
Yeah, you know? No, I mean, if you look at the older movies and stuff, can go on and on and on with...
The 30s and the 20s. Oh, my gosh, those movies. Linda goes, you know what? She says, can you imagine that movie today? I said, no, because how they portray people is just horrible. You know, and a lot of times the African Americans back there were lazy and they were, oh yeah, go get us something, you know, and the old, feet don't fail me now, all that kind of thing. Which was, they were depicting, characterizations.
Stereotypes.
Thank you. Stereotypes.
But they still do it. If you look at a lot of you look at the shows, I mean, we have a lot of, having sat with my foot up in the air for about 3 weeks, I randomly scanning the TV trying to find something to see. I came across a lot of shows I was unaware were even on. And they stereotype themselves when they do the new TV shows.
That could be.
They do.
I don't watch a lot of the new TV shows.
Well, I don't either. I didn't watch any of them. I kind of scanned and picked up a little bit here and there. One of the things that bothers me about this, though, is why is it that, okay, so we accept the fact that there has been, I'm going to just jump in just a little bit, some of the things we talk about, racial prejudice, what have you.
Uh-huh.
But when we have people who are black people who have made something of them their lives,
right.
Who have are doctors and speakers and important people, why doesn't the black community accept them? Why do they always call, they shove them aside?
That's a characterization or stereotype of everybody does. Not everybody does that. There are conservative Republican African Americans that are attacked. But I think when you look at
conservative Republican that's a black person that is not attacked.
Well, I'm thinking that I think that Dr. The Health and Human Services.
Oh, and they're trying to change the name of the college named after him.
It's time for a break. So I don't think it is in every case, but I think you're right in many of the cases. And we have a young man here in town, Mr. Harris, David Harris, who was back, who was a guest speaker at the Young Black Leaders Conference that was brought back in Washington, D.C. And he wears Make America Great hats and all this. But but the ones that I see attacking him a lot of times, They're white. That's the thing too. That to me is really scary. You're against an African American because you don't agree with what he's saying because of his color. That's why you're disagreeing with him, and that is the epitome of racism. To say, oh, you shouldn't do that because you're black and you shouldn't be for Trump. That's the epitome of racism, is saying what your opinion is totally wrong because you're black.
Is that really what they're saying, or are they just disagreeing with his premise because he's supporting the Republican?
I've seen it that you know what you of all people, and then they've used the word Tom in there somewhere in the sentence. I mean, I've seen this, and it's just like Harris is making an impact on people, and right here from Reading, and yet people will say things, and we have to take a break. Now, while you were laying up for 3 weeks, did you change? Did you change the firmness of your bed because you can with your sleep number bed?
My sleep number, yes, I did actually. I lowered it for that period of time because I was spending more time in it than I usually do, and I lowered it to 45. I have it back up to 55 now.
Well, I'll tell you what,
seems to be my natural sleep.
I went to bed early last night because it's been we have been just working, and every day there's something, and like tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and next week, and that's even we haven't even really gotten into the heavy part yet, the heavy lifting side. And I hit the bed last night at 9 o'clock, dialed my sleep number setting to 60, and that was it. 2 hours later, Elk Killer comes up, says, you know what, I think I need to go out. We staggered outside where it was 32 degrees, came back in, hit my bed again. It was asleep in a second. I think I vaguely remember getting up. But here's the thing. How much is a good night's sleep worth? Especially during the holidays. Less stress. You've got more energy. All of these things. And right now, this is a great time. And then the other thing is, what do I give my loved one? I mean, really, what do you give them? You know, all during the year, y'all are doing things and all this. How about a great night's sleep for the next 10 years?
That'd be a great, great family gift. I mean,
think about that.
Absolutely.
And the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, they actually sense your every move and automatically adjust to you. How much better is that for you for your sleep? Come in and see the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It's not just a bed. It's a brighter you for the holidays. And now through December 24th, get special financing for 48 months on all beds with a Sleep Number credit card, subject to credit approval, of course. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. And head on down to Target Shopping Center, go on down and say, Trish, Carl, and Linda sent you. We'll be right back after these messages. We're running a little bit late. It's 20 minutes after the hour.
Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Season's Greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Celebrate the holidays with the Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more, and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at ReadingCivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReddingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. All we want for Christmas is the new antenna upon South Fork. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 24 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 13th of December. 40 degrees going up to a beautiful 61 degrees today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. 41 degrees, 40 degrees. I hope your heater is working well. And if it isn't, you should be calling Martin or Pam from Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business over 25 years, a veteran-owned business that's been voted best in the North State, and there's a reason they are. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm here with Trish Clark today. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning.
Now, a couple other things have come up. We've already heard how you feel about political correctness, like anybody. That would be a secret to anybody. And then we talked about this guy Lou saying he wishes he could, you know, that, oh, we should be able to. He didn't, he had to backtrack on it because he realized, I think, halfway through it what he was saying, that, oh, I'd like to be able to, you know, to censor people. And this is one of your congressmen, my from California, of course.
Oh, we have
of course, from California. And and then, during the break, we're talking about how President Trump invited Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi in for a discussion, and they, you know, and Nancy was saying how they wanted this Congress to be so transparent and all that. So Trump invites in the press. And then during this meeting, and you should have seen him. You should have seen him. And it was like, oh, my God. No, no, we need to talk about this. You know, let's go to another place and talk about it. And Trump's just hammering him with it. Well, no, we're in front of the press. Let's talk about what you want for this wall. Well, you know, and then Nancy comes out and says, well, him wanting to build a wall has something to do with his male genitalia. There's words to that effect. And then so my comment would be, well, if you're opposed to the wall, does it have to do with your women's genitalia? Is that what it is, genitalia? Is that what that means? If because he wants to build a wall, is it gotten to that both sides are opposing it because by thinking from below the waist?
Well,
Pelosi. That's going to be your next Speaker of the House. And Chuck Schumer's just going, I think we better go into another room and just do this.
Chuck was just holding his head and wishing it would go away.
Oh, he was.
It was just kind of comical. I really have to tell you, I watch very little news. Because I can't.
I don't watch it.
I don't want them explaining to me what somebody meant by what they said. So I choose to watch what they say. I watch all of the president's speeches. I watch any time they're going live with anything, I save those up, and that's what I watch instead of TV, because then I hear them say the actual words and what they said. Because if you're listening to, even Fox has their own spin on it, and wants to put, you know, what they like out of what anybody said. Who I feel sorry for and why I think this country's in the shape it's in is because we have a whole population out here who literally does not hear anything but CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, the slanted news. They don't get any balance, and they don't know any of the background of any of the other stuff. They don't know, as an example, with Kavanaugh, when they were going through all that stuff, they don't know that everybody that she said was a witness said,
no, it didn't
happen.
Yeah.
Because that was never reported on all those things. So you have a population out there who only gets that one very slanted side.
They get news. They get sound bites.
And they get sound bites. They get opinions. They do not get the facts of anything. Unfortunately, they're voting in that direction based on that.
That's both sides.
And it is.
Yeah.
You need to hear the actual words and form your own opinion, and unfortunately, not very many people are doing that. I'm always amazed when I get into a conversation with some of my friends that are just living their life, earning a living, doing their, you know, the younger people, and when we start talking about, they'll mention something that has come up, and when I actually explain to them some of the facts behind it, they'll sit there with this look on their face like, I had no idea. I did not know that. And I think, wow, we're in so much trouble. How do you get that information to them?
Well,
how do we get a well-rounded both sides of the story to everybody so they can make a decision?
Well, it used to be.
It used to be free press.
It used to be the free press. And so now, I mean, is there an agency out there that just says, instead of writing why they think something happened, just say, well, this is what's happened. You know what? The article on what happened at Kahuna's in the Record Searchlight. They said what happened. These people came in, there was a fight, blah, blah, blah. It could be gang-related because that's what the sheriff said. It didn't go into, here I am, you know, it didn't go into the reasoning behind the gangs, he gave who, what, when, where, and how.
And that's all you
need. And
can
that's
get.
Really all you need. I had a commanding general tell me one time when we were in combat. He says, Carl, tell me where they're at. Tell me approximately. He says, tell me where approximately where they're at and approximately how many of them there are. That's all I need. He says, I'll be able to fight that. If you can tell me approximately where they are and approximately how many there are. I mean, that was easy to do, you know, because we try to drill down more than that. But he says, a good commander, if he knows that, knows where they're at, knows how many there are, you can fight that. So that's what people need. They need to know when, where, How did that happen, if there was an accident?
Who, what, when, and where?
Yeah. And then who's involved in this? And for what they've gone into, and I blame this 24-hour cycle of news where they're fighting for their subscribers or their watchers, and so they just start saying things. But then when you start saying things, and so now you've got to get more emphatic. Now you're hearing, oh, the Trump family are sleazy criminal organization. Melania Trump is a whiner. You know, I mean, this goes on. I mean, see, they have to say more to pull in because people are just jaded by saying things like, well, they're incompetent. No, incompetent is not even a good word anymore. That's not enough.
But the problem is that you don't have every one of those radio stations. Pick up the newspaper you get if you get the Record Searchlight delivered to you anymore. Pick up that paper. Look at the headlines on any of the other stations. They're all the same. Any paper you pick up in the United States, any newscast that you listen to, they all have the same information, the same leading word. They do those mod, what do they call them, when they put them together and pick up a sound bite off of everybody's newscast and compilation of, you know, like they did with the word, I'm trying to think back, Gravitas.
Gravitas.
Remember? And they did newscasts for the whole day. Every newscaster, every station said the word gravitas. Now, like, that's a word we say every day of the week, and everybody just thought of it out of nowhere. But every news station that day came up with it.
A lot of stations will key off of each other. And there's only two major news distribution services anymore. There's AP and there's Reuters and a lot of minor players. That's it anymore. Well, and most networks and stations queue off of one of those two. It's either AP or Reuters.
Yeah, but then you also have things like USA Today, who owns, you know, dozens of newspapers, and they're all the same. If you look in an article in Peoria, Kansas, and one in Redding, California, they're the same. They look the same. Their digital edition looks exactly like the other one. They have the same stories. They leave, but now that's why we have on our front page on a Sunday, we have stuff coming in that has nothing to do with this area or this region even.
Except that a lot of times they will change the headline.
Yeah, they'll change the headline.
In a district that this is a very conservative district, they'll get born headline.
They might do that.
There's an example that's been out a couple of times recently where they've taken a story and changed that whole. And unfortunately, so many people only read the headline.
They changed the headline, not the story.
And the fact of the story is generally the truth of the matter is someplace towards the end of the article, actually.
Even buried in, like, third paragraph. No, I've seen that before.
And so, unfortunately, people scan the headline, read the first two paragraphs. That's what they think they know. And they don't have a clue what actually happened.
Do you know who knows because he listens and he reads all the time? Clyde. Of Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Clyde does not have lint on him. Clyde knows what's going on. He's following it all. He specializes in home electronics and classic car parts. And as I've said 100 times before, how can you have a business that does so well, have two things that are kind of diametrically opposed, classic car parts and electronics? Over 47 years in the business, well, Clyde obviously makes it work. Locally owned and operated, of course, by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish. He's an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsa speakers. What? Klipsa. Klipsa. Klipsa.
I surrender.
Klipsa. Clipsha. Well, what did I just say?
Klipsha.
That was the first time. The second time I said Klipsha. Is that right?
It's a very simple word, Klipsha.
Klipsha.
You keep on using that word. I do not think it means what you think it does.
Oh, now you're doing racially profiling of jokes here. What is this? I mean, we just talked about that.
Did I just do that again?
Clyde's Enterprises, the original, still the best. Oh, Clyde. 221-4144. Is his phone number. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after the news. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 13th of December. 40 degrees, going up to 61 today. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
How about after these commercial messages?
What did I say?
News.
That's what I meant.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. As the year winds down, let's go out in style. Cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Cadillac XT4 Luxury Edition crossover from Taylor Motors. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Weekly drawings on Mondays at 8 p.m. Give you the chance to win $125 in slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new 2019 Cadillac XT4. Cadillac, confidence by design. We have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long increase your chances. Head down to Wind River and play our Riding in Style promotion, where you could win a Cadillac XT4. Final drawing Monday, December 31st at 8 p.m. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. Chris Clark and Carl Bott here today on KCNR 1460 right here in Reading, Shasta County. 40 degrees going up to 61 today. Weather reports brought to you by, of course, Shasta Gas Propane. And Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. Cornerstone Community Bank, where they are moving local dreams forward. Trish and I were talking about, during the break, as we talk about different things about the world, is how we've gotten to the point where people ignore, or they don't, things happen and they're upset because things have happened like, where's the nativity scene? Well, a two-person organization sued and said, you can't have that. You can't have a nativity scene on public property, even though that probably there's not probably there's nothing in the Constitution says you can't do that. I mean, it's just because of one. Supreme Court ruling years and years ago. I mean, that could come back up again, and it can be ruled the other way. So, of course, you can have, as long as you are not advocating a specific religion.
There was precedent of many, 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 many cases before that one case where it went in the other direction. Yeah. There's only one case supporting separation of church and state. And no, ladies and gentlemen, that is not in our Constitution.
But then you get into things like this. Is we were also discussing that the Republicans had control of the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency. Now, when Obama had that, he passed Obamacare, and they pushed it through.
Yeah.
And they had Justice Roberts, who was appointed by Bush, I believe. Yeah, Justice Roberts, who sided with the other side, which surprised, you know, the middle of the road guy there, Kennedy.
Kennedy, who votes
middle of the road. He sided with the conservative side on that, you know, on time.
Yeah.
And Roberts was the deciding vote for Obamacare. But here's what happened. The Democrats got it together, and they passed single-payer health care. Well, not single-payer. They passed Obamacare. Now, here are the Republicans, and they got it through the Senate. And they got it through the Senate where all they had to do was fight it, say no, and sit down. And they were, you know, they were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And Harry Reid somehow passed that through.
Yeah.
So today, we're looking at a deficit that's higher. We're looking at Republicans who had been in power for those 2 years. And we have to ask ourselves, what did we achieve at that legislative level?
Well, and the problem is you've got the swamp. You've got the establishment people, the Republican Party, which I said all the time was as much opposed to Trump as the media, as the Democrats. You've got that core. Unfortunately, Mr. Ryan is a part of that. McConnell, I don't know. He goes back and forth, but certainly none of the Republicans that we had elected. I had somebody tell me the other day that the reason that we now have a Democratic Congress or House is because of Trump. And I would say absolutely not. It has nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact that the Republican Congress, the House of Representatives that we have there, they didn't support Trump. They didn't do anything to help him. So people get mad at a person for the way they voted. We also had a whole bunch of Republicans who went out and retired.
But to say that Trump had nothing to do with it is kind of being disingenuous.
I think
he did have a big part. I think that the Republicans,
though. I think he had a big part in the Senate and the fact that we have more senators.
I think
that's
that,
where I put his effort.
I think
effort.
That Trump offended people. He still offends people.
Well, I think
and
he does.
A whole lot of women in that 25 to 36 age range shifted to the Democrats. Look at what happened in Orange County. And this, I mean, he offended people. Now, whether it was because of what they believed or what they've heard that led them to believe it, you know what I mean?
No, I think that's the biggest part.
That's the big part.
Like a lot of the people shifted with Kavanaugh and what they believed, but was not true.
And Kavanaugh did play a big part, so they took back the House. Now, this is not unusual, as you'll know. I mean,
didn't lose nearly as many as Obama lost.
Obama lost 60 something, you know, seats there, but. Here's the thing. You still lost. So now we have a two-year period here before the presidency. And will Trump run again is a question. Frankly, you know, if he goes to a certain point and says, I've done this and this and this and this and this, you know what? That's enough. And I'm going to let somebody else, you know, carry the load. But the thing is that for the next 2 years, the Democrats are going to fight everything. They're going to throw everything they can against him. And I'm not ruling out impeachment.
Oh, I don't rule it out. I think they're going to attempt it. I don't rule it out.
It has no chance.
Absolutely. And I will tell you that, I keep saying these things that I just can't believe it isn't true. I really believe if they try that the American people that sit on their hands and complain on the street or to each other and do nothing because we just can't be bothered to play a role in our government. So many who are in favor of the Constitution, I think we just don't do anything. We sit there and complain, and they can't do anything about it. It is what it is. But you can't get them to write a letter, and you can't get them to make a phone call. Can't get them to do anything, and you can make a difference
and
get involved.
I know, and you believe that, and I believe that. But I also think most people don't believe. If I write a letter, they don't care. They just don't care. They look at the same people being elected year after year, and then you look at this where you get people swept out. But what's the percentage of people who are already in office being reelected? It's got to be in the 90s.
It is, and we let it happen. And here's the perfect. We have it happening right here again. We have the system. Okay, so we've got Ted Gaines, who just left the Senate seat. We have now, the Republican Party has now handpicked their candidate to fill that seat.
Who's that?
Brian Dolley.
Okay.
I mean, it's a succession.
Are you sure?
I,
Now, here's why I'm asking that, because he's got four opponents right now, including Ted Gaines' wife.
But who's the Republican Party supporting?
Well, I don't know if they've made a decision on it.
I'd be surprised if not, because the train is pretty. I mean, you will sit and Wally Herger and Doug LaMalfa and the group sit here and tell me that wasn't planned.
Of course, they forget
that I was standing in the conversation when they were laying it all out how it was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, but the thing about that is that Brian Daly is still running for office.
I support Brian. Don't get me wrong.
No, I know you do.
But you should have an outsider be able to come in.
They've got four people. He told me, he said there's four of the people running. And he told me who they were. So, you know, including Ted Gaines' wife. But if you want to talk about the same people being elected, here's Ted Gaines being elected to the Board of Equalization to a job. And I can't wait to ask me if he ever comes on. He probably won't.
That has no authority anymore.
They've 90% of their duties have been taken away.
Exactly.
The one thing that hasn't been taken away is
the salary.
The salary. However, Brian said he thinks that they're looking at that too.
Well, that would be a really good thing, because you're absolutely right. There's no accountability for it, but he got the job, and now he's going to make a big salary and not have to do anything during
That's
it.
Right.
But
he didn't do
much as a senator either. So.
Hey, Bob from Reading, we're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll get you as soon as we get back from the break. So hang on there, buddy. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you're looking for Christmas presents of the highest quality, it's Four Winds Jewelry. Trisha's showing me her rings and her bracelets.
I visited with the nice people at Four Winds
Rebecca and Harold and Leonard is in
for the month of December.
Yeah. One at a time, folks.
No, we can talk all we want together. Yeah, Four Winds Jewelry, they've got a big sale going on.
Yes, they do.
2225 Hilltop Drive. It's open. Head on in there Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. We'll be right back with Bob.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Tide cows being sung by a choir.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. I know people like to hear the music, but hey. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, who's supposed to be here today, but will be here next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. She'll be here next Thursday. The Home Helpers, if it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and her people. All of them trained, background investigated. I should say background checked. You know, make sure you're not getting a crook into your home. And Sharon Clark hires really, really good people that really care about the people they are assisting. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or call Home Helpers at 226-8350. Talk to Sharon. She'll come over to your house, give you a free consultation about what's right for your family. Okay. Hey, let's go to Bob. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. You know, we're talking about our government. And, you know, I think right now the best thing that Mr. Trump, our president of America, can do is shut down this government, keep the money going to our armed services, because they are the ones protecting us. I don't think while they shut down the government, anybody in the government should make a dollar. Because if they had a regular job and they didn't work 90% of the time, like our government does not do, they do not work 90% of the time, why should they get paid? You wouldn't have a job. They wouldn't have a job. And to pay people to do nothing is ridiculous.
You know, I think that I've read some places that the House and the Senate are only working like a third of the year.
Yeah.
You know, because on Fridays they come home on Fridays and they can say, well, I'm working there, you know, and they get off, you know, all these different times during, you know, they get off all of August and all that.
Yeah.
That's to help them get reelected, too.
Well, exactly. Our system lets those House people especially have to run every 2 years, so they're always in campaign mode.
But what has our government done? What have they passed? What have they accomplished in the last 10 years? Can you tell me anything other than what Trump has done to help the people?
Exactly. I think that that's a good point, because I think President Trump, in fact, has done a lot of things. If you go into the congressional record and you go into the books that you can see the pieces of legislation that have actually passed that the press does not report on, the things he's done since he's been in office have been tremendous. He's accomplished a great deal in the bureaucracy of our country. As far as the House and the Senate, they've done not much.
No, in his own party.
That's right.
2/3 are against him. You know, we as people have to find a way to get rid of 2/3 of this government, because I would say at least 2/3 are against everything that Americans want.
But, Bob, we have to, as Americans, get back involved in our government. We can't sit back and let somebody else do it.
That's right. We should be more like Texas. Texas only, yeah. I think they only meet every other year.
There you go.
And they pass some laws and they're out.
We got to start back at the schools and start
teaching
these kids the proper thing, like the Democrats have taught them the wrong thing.
You're absolutely 100% correct, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Has to happen.
Have a great day.
You bet.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Well, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, that going on. I'm looking at different things and, you know, on the news. Okay, I put this out the other day, and I'm glad to see something maybe has been pushed back. California regulators from the California Public Utilities Commission wanted to tax text on your cell phone. Another tax on you, buddies. To fund cell phones for the poor. Hit a snag Wednesday after the Federal Communications Commission ruled text messages aren't subject to utility agencies' authority. They categorize them as information services on par with emails and not telecommunication services. This now means that the California Public Utilities Commission might face an uphill battle ahead of a scheduled vote. Now, just because the FCC has said, no, we're not going to do this.
The state of California
can do anything they want. They'll just say, we can do it. Then the FCC will probably bring a lawsuit against them, which they should. But this is, I mean, imagine, they're looking for every way in the world to continue to tax us, my friends. Tax us and keep taxing us and taxing us. It's not that we don't have enough money in the state. We do have enough money in the state. It's by, you know,
the
sixth largest economy in the world. We have a spending problem, not a money problem.
Well, the California consumers with a mobile phone already pay a majority of the state public purpose program taxes. This would be a double tax by doing the text. You pay taxes on your cell phone already to the Public Utilities Commission.
Well, you know, the taxing text messages is bad for consumers. It's bad for the public. It's just bad. And they have, you know, the CPUC has not commented yet. But the group is scheduled to meet next on January 10th in San Francisco to discuss
it. Here's a great opportunity for the
now, this is a time, public this is a
to
time
pick
for
up
have
the phone,
like,
make the phone call, and write your letter. Write your letter to the
California Public Utilities Commission. Even more, show up at these meetings and say, this is wrong. This is just wrong.
It's rulemaking 17-6-027-023. And it's under the California Public Utilities Commission, President Michael Picker. And you can send him a letter.
How does Michael get his position? Is he elected?
No, he's appointed.
He's appointed. That's right. He's appointed.
That's the issue that you've got. The most powerful agencies in the state of California, well, first off, would be the Water Board. They're and they're all appointed, and they the Coastal Commission,
fishing,
Public Utilities
fish
Commission,
and wildlife,
Fish and Wildlife.
It was officially renamed.
I realize that you two are being politically correct, and I'm not. Fish and Game.
Well, their name is Fish and Wildlife. They've actually physically changed the name.
I understand that.
And those are gray pines.
Yeah.
But those are all appointed, and what happens now? I you got to give Steve Gaines credit, at least, instead of just floating from elected a position. He didn't just take an appointed position in one of these boards.
You mean
Ted Gaines? Who would I say?
Steve? You said Steve.
Oh, Ted Gaines. Okay, so he actually ran for another office and was elected to it. Most of our legislators, when they've gone through the House and gone through the Assembly, gone through the Senate, then they get a cushy job on one of the appointed positions and pull down $100,000 or better a
year.
Well,
here's the thing. Here's the thing about Ted Gaines ran for the Board of Equalization, and as I've said before, and I'm going to say it again, 90%. We had the old guy that was not the old guy, but the former George Runner. George Runner was on, and he said, "Hey, look, two of the people on that Board of Equalization." Made some huge mistakes money-wise. And that gave the Governor Brown, they gave him a chance to say, okay, really? Then if you guys are going to do this, we can take some of that power back. And they took 90% of what the Board of Equalization does away from the board, and they formed new commissions, and they put it under other things. So that 10%, they lost their people. They lost
Now they're not elected by the governor.
And the 10% that they do was from the Constitution, the California Constitution from, the 1870s, which laid out what the Board of Equalization is supposed to do, and that's what they're doing. No more. They've lost 90% of their funding, 90% of their people that work for them, 90% of the mission, but they have not lost 90% of their salary.
Of course not. We have commissions. We have commissions, and I had a list of them at one time where there was dozens and dozens and dozens of these commissions that had these appointed bodies that meet, some of those, one time a year or one time a month. And had these outlandish salaries over $100,000.
I know. I was wondering how I could get on one of those.
Yeah, I tried.
I was trying to go in the Pacific Islands Commission or something like that.
You got a wrong kind of governor.
Anyway. Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. And Trish and I then welcome John Dunlap, who is heading the group up that opposes Costco in its proposed location down here. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Trump speaking out about Michael Cohen a day after his former lawyer was sentenced to prison. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president writes on Twitter that he never directed Cohen to break the law. Cohen pleaded guilty to crimes, including arranging hush money payments to conceal Donald Trump's past relationships. The president says he did nothing wrong with respect to campaign finance laws and that Cohen only wanted to embarrass the president and get a much reduced prison sentence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House joined the Senate yesterday in approving a massive farm bill. Correspondent Wally Hines has more details.
The measure flying through Congress after lawmakers dropped some controversial proposals that would have toughened work requirements for food stamp recipients. Critics had argued that would have thrown more than a million people off the program.
But the president and Republicans had sought those work requirements in an effort to be better stewards of U.S. tax dollars. The president has signed an executive order that will engage 13 federal agencies to aid the Opportunity Zones program.
With Opportunity Zones, we're drawing investment into neglected and underserved communities of America.
The program offers tax benefits for developers and investors to build in often neglected parts of the country. Meanwhile, Apple has its sight on doing some development in the Lone Star State. Here's correspondent Matt Small.
Apple says it plans to build a $1 billion campus in Austin, Texas, with 5,000 jobs. 6,000 of its employees already work in the city. Today's announcement comes nearly a year after Apple said it would canvass the nation for another location. The Cupertino, California-based company says plans also include establishing sites in Seattle, San Diego, and Culver City, California, with more than 1,000 employees at each, plus expanding its presence in Pittsburgh, New York, and Colorado over the next 3 years. I'm Matt Small.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up by 48 points right now, the NASDAQ off by 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
The surprise arrest of Nissan's former chairman on charges of falsifying financial reports is providing a window into possible corporate intrigue at the Japanese carmaker.
Japanese media and some analysts have raised the possibility that the charges against Carlos Ghosn were engineered to sideline him and give Nissan an excuse to end a lopsided alliance with Renault. The French automaker dispatched Ghosn to Nissan in 1999 to help rescue Nissan. It owns 43% of Nissan, while Nissan owns 15% of Renault with no voting rights. Now, Nissan is more profitable than Renault.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. A man who authorities say was trying to burglarize an abandoned Chinese restaurant has been rescued from the grease vent. Officials say he'd been trapped there for 2 days. The Alameda County Sheriff's Office says deputies and firefighters were called to the vacant building in San Lorenzo yesterday after somebody heard the man's cries for help inside the metal vent. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Four states are suing to stop the increased use of coal. The details from correspondent George Bonzani.
New York, Washington, California, and New Mexico say that burning coal will harm their residents' health.
There will be a hearing today on whether to reinstate a coal mining moratorium in those states. It will be heard before the same U.S. District Court judge who has ruled against the Trump administration, both on the Keystone Pipeline and on coal mining in four western states. George Bonzani reporting.
Speech is about to get less free in California. Regulators have proposed charging a fee for text messaging to raise money for programs that make phone service more available to the poor. Business groups say the proposal would also be applied retroactively. That means California consumers would be billed some $220 million right off the bat. And the controversial measure goes up for a vote by California's Public Utilities Commission next month. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on the 13th of December, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, expanded products, expanded walk-in humidor, with the same great customer service. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
And it's 40 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 61, a low of 40. Sunny. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 40 degrees. And on Friday, rain after 11 a.m., high near 54. Chance of rain is 80%. And Friday night, showers likely, mainly before 11 p.m. and a low of 43. On Saturday, again, a chance of showers before 5 p.m., then a chance of rain after 5 p.m., a high of about 53 and a low of 45. On Sunday, a 50% chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 56. Sunday night, rain, cloudy with a low of around 43. Monday, rain likely. Tuesday, a chance of rain, clear until next Wednesday. We're looking for some moisture, but not a lot of heavy rain, so it should be a good soaking. Hopefully, it won't wash off too much of the debris from the fires.
Won't wash all Whiskey Town down into and fill up the lake.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Nice Anderson business.
A veteran-owned business. Great people down there, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Hey, as you know, the Costco is wanting to move its location to I-5. And we've had different people on here to extol the virtues of that, including Brent Weaver the other day. And others that think that this seems to, you know, that we need, Costco needs to move, and this location down on
I-5 and Bocelli?
Yeah, Bocelli and I-5 is a good spot. A group of other citizens have said, wait, not so fast. And they have questions about this. And the group itself is, I guess it's a diverse group of people, but their spokesman is a gent by the name of John Dunlap. And John's well known around town, civil engineer.
Chair Dunlap fired, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's it.
so John called me the other day and said, hey, look, we want to come on and say why that we think that this is not the best location. Not that Costco's a bad idea, but why this isn't the best location. So good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad for you to be here. The this is a big decision we have for our city and county.
It's right up there with the business park, Stillwater Business Park. And putting a roof on the mall. That's right in the same category as those. So it is a big thing. Both of those things that happened are still with us, had ramifications that went on. But the most recent one and the most parallel is the Stillwater Business Park.
That's got like 12 cattle up there right now.
Yeah, we've been 11 years, and we're paying, you take 4% times $23 million, that's about $920,000 a year for 11 years. That's a pretty good pasture, isn't it, to come out there?
I tell you what.
I will say was kind of shoved down the residents' throats against their will at great length.
Yeah, we did that a lot like we're doing this. 8 people voted on that and put us, pay it off at $68 million. But that's not why we're here to talk
about. We're not talking about that because Ben Stevenson and I are going to, we're going to completely revamp Stillwater by having, we're going to start raising goats there.
Well,
and
we're
renting the goats out to keep the vegetation down for the state.
So. Anyway, I brought it up because we're in the same family as that with this discussion today. I'd like to
You've got we talked the other day for about an hour and a half.
Yes, we did.
And I think that was good. That was I'm glad you came in so we could lay out in a longer term what the opposition was, because we only have right now about 40 minutes to do that.
I'd like to start off a little bit that my background is that we were the firm that did the planning, design and construction administration of everything on Stillwater Drive.
You did Stillwater?
No, not Stillwater Drive. I'm having a hard time. You radio people, my earphones fall off. My phone's ringing. Tricia is going to straighten me out. But anyway, to hit the point that, along with other things, we did everything on Dana Drive. I used to say the bottom line is from Mount Shasta Mall through Walmart and Costco and Winco.
So you did all the designs for that then?
Yeah, we did the design, the planning. Doug Bradford came to town and says, I want to do a shopping center. We took him out there and came all the way from running Churn Creek Road on through. Anyway.
Was there opposition to that?
No.
There was no opposition for building all that out there?
There wasn't. And the main reason is, and the difference between that and this, is that that does not put up any subdivisions. It's out in a place we were lucky at that time to have exactly a space for a regional shopping center. A lot of planning went into it, how much space was acquired to keep all the shopping in one way, to keep away from subdivisions. Now, let's talk about this, if I may. Of course, I've been at this a long time, so, Carl, you'll have to move me along. But basically, this is projected as a NIMBY project, not in my backyard, which is not the case.
We're talking to Costco right now.
And the big thing is we keep saying Costco. It's not Costco. It's a rich development. It's Costco plus 70,000 square feet of additional space. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, they say it's a NIMBY. It's not. The fact is that we have a current general plan. And a general plan, it's fun to read the state guidelines on general plan talking about community involvement, and the big thing they talk about is fairness. Let's take Rivercrest Subdivision as an example. There's 200-some homes in there. When they bought, the general plan showed a shopping center down there that has as a maximum size 75,000 square feet. And, of course, in this day and age, trying to get a gas pump in there, probably not, because we have service stations on a lot of the corners down there. So at 75,000 square feet, the size of the plot that is actually designated for shopping center is about 18 acres. The general plan amendment that's in now will take that to 31 acres. There's a separation between the subdivision and the SC, which would be our general plan now, is about 450 feet. With the new plan, it becomes 66 feet. So you can see what they had going in there, which was the regional. I mean, basically, it's larger than a neighborhood shopping center, but fairly small.
So it basically doubled.
We're going to go further. Right now, what's going in there, that Costco is going to expand its floor from 135,000 square feet to 152,000 square feet. Then there's an additional 70,000 square feet of retail space. And the shocking thing of all that really puts us a point on it is that there's 30 gas dispensing locations. So the fact is that I think had somebody gone down there and surveyed those residents and others and they said, yes, we're for this, then you'd have a hard time opposing it. But we've been door to door in those subdivisions, and the people, they basically say there's nothing we can do about it. It's a done deal. It's over. Well, it's not over until five city.
So when you ask them, you're saying, do you want this built here? They say no. Was there something in there when they bought the property that said, that you got to guarantee nothing else is going to go in there?
Sure. That's called the general plan. It's a law, and it's laid out. It was reviewed by three separate general plan commissions, the planning departments. In fact, it's interesting that somewhere around 2006, a group of people went in at that time and wanted to put in a regional shopping center, and that planning commission and that city council said no. That was 2006. So now if you're down there, you find yourself coming to a Shasta County style of living, but you get into the frenzy of a city. Now let's take a look at some of the numbers. And it doesn't take a lot of analysis. It's common sense.
Okay, I tell you what, we need to take a break. And we do, we can come back to that. So you're saying is that the people from the subdivision, when they bought, they checked the general plan to see that there was nothing going to be there. I mean,
well, what they knew what was going to be. That was spelled out. They were little, small.
But when I buy a house, and this is probably just on me, I don't ask if if something's going to be developed
over
there.
Oh, I do.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Well, let me say that.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying what I'm saying is that there was nothing in a guarantee
let's take a look.
Plan. Right?
Let's simplify this.
Okay.
The developer knows that. Now, let's go take the individual homeowners. When a developer comes in, he takes a look at a site and sees how suitable it is. And, of course, it's in his literature and everything else. But the developers look at it.
Okay. So the developer, it's up to the developer to tell the people is that you've got this area over here that can be developed. When I sold my house in Hawaii, I told the people, this. You see this 100-foot strip right here behind the house? And it goes the whole length of all these houses. That belongs to somebody, and they can develop that.
And that's pretty standard.
Disclosure. You know, yeah, it's disclosure like this. And that's what I'm saying is, because some of the opposition when people say, they believe that nothing was going to be built there, they would know that something could have been built there.
And the fact is, though, when they check further, they can find out what's going to be built
right
there because the general plan makes it very specific.
75,000 feet.
And that's a law.
Okay.
Now,
Let's get to that right after. I just want to make sure all that
everybody
knows.
The general plan can be amended.
Philip can look at the general plan, but you're right, general plan can be amended. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with John Dunlap, who is leading the group, a civil engineer leading the group that opposes the location of Costco. Not Costco, they all like Costco. They just think there's a better place for it, and where they're planning to put it is just not a good idea. We'll be right back after these messages. Portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993, families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. Give her a call at 221-0441. If you're having problems still with the fire, with insurance, and these type of things, Judy's just really a good source to ask some questions from. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Sail into 2019 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Purchase your New Year's Eve bash tickets now. This party kicks off December 31st at 7:30. Featuring DJ Chris, mixing it up for headlining act Hill Street Band, performing dance music from the 70s to present day, so you can dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, including a delicious buffet. Dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple at midnight, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino Hotel. No need to travel. Lots of fun giveaways and a chance to win a fabulous Baja Cruise. This event sells out fast. Reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve bash, download the Wind River app, offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better at the River.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Reading's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal.
I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Watt. Good morning. By 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on December the 13th, 12 more shopping days till Christmas. 40 degrees going up to 61 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane discounts for seniors and veterans over there. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's a cruise ship without the water. Captain Brian says, give him a call down there, 238-5981. Gourmet chef, full-time activities director. If you're tired of cooking, cleaning the area and doing your yard work, head on down to River Commons Senior Living and whoop it up there. Located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Again, 238-5981. Ask for a tour. Come on and have lunch with them. Talk to the people. Trish Clark and I are here with John Dunlap, who is the spokesman for the group of people that are opposing the location of the Rich Development Area, which includes, of course, Costco Shopping Center, and several other buildings that come under the Rich Development Plan, including 30 gas pumps there being put on Bocelli and I-5. Now, one of the biggest objections to this is traffic.
It is. And first of all, I could get the name. We've got a great group of people, and we're called we're called the Bonnie View Bocelli Coalition. And you'll see us. We're going to put some ads in the paper and do some other things. When you talk about access, let's take the fact that the project itself is going to draw 9,100 trips a day. It has four accesses. There's a right turn and left turn coming off of Bonnie View, but the others all dump onto Bocelli. In addition to which, there's 15 trucks a day that deliver goods in there, along with three truck loads of gasoline. So we're talking a lot of gas, a lot of people, and local traffic. If you take South Bonnie View, right now, it's the only road in 14 miles that stretch from Cypress Bridge to Ox Yoke Road. It's actually, they call it an arterial, but you can also call it the backbone of the current community and what we're going to have in 2050. That road is the only one that extends all the way from Highway 73 to Airport Road. Now, we're coming back, and we're going to break the legs that are the backbone of that growth in this area, because we're going to put a roundabout in it, and we're doing this all to accommodate a project that is three times the size the current plan says it's going to go. I'm not against Costco. Let's talk about it for just a minute. We adjusted to Costco when they came to town in the fact they had a huge impact. We're now spending around $400 million a year in Costco. That's almost over $1 million a day, of which the city derives 1 cent on each sale. Of each dollar of sale, and that amounts to somewhere around $4.5 million. Now, Costco, we have adjusted to. Our retail changed dramatically, but it's much like the buggy whips and the internal combustion engine in that Costco delivers goods in a way people like at a price that's fair. So now they're part of the community, part of the family. So the fact this is not about Costco, it's about the site where it's going to go. But let's talk about Bonnie View. Bonnie View, if you're going to live over there and you're going to wait for an ambulance, where do you want it to come from? Do you want it to go up and around Cypress if you're down there somewhere? Do you want it to go down to Ox Yoke Road? Because that's what you have to think about, because when it's built, I talked to a contractor yesterday, it's going to take 4 months to build that roundabout, meaning that essentially South Bonnie View is going to be shut down for 4 months unless you can try to get the traffic through a very cramped site that you're going to build a major intersection. It doesn't make any sense in that regard. Your ambulance is not going to get to when you think it is. Secondly, we've got employers over there that there's at least four or five truck companies that have told me personally that they can't get their trucks through South Bonnie View. This being the town as it was when Blankenship was the chief of police for a long time, they had a meeting and they just said that they wouldn't run their trucks down Cypress or Highway 44, that if they got Bonnie View put in, they would take their trucks through there. Well, now we're going to shut it down. Where are the concrete trucks? Let's take all the trucks. I'll name one. It has a lot of trucks coming out, RLT Trucking, that use that a lot. Where are they going to go? So the fact is, when we finally deal with South Bonneview, we have to realize what it does for this community, and it's our future. The only road in 14 miles that comes across there, 4 miles from Cypress Bridge. We need to talk about, come in with some additional lanes. We've got to start planning how we keep on the highway. And remember, the only road that goes all the way from 273 to Airport Road, and I'm calling it a boutique highway.
And it already is congested. You can drive underneath I-5 pretty much any time of the day and stop and go traffic on that road all day long.
And the arguments that's made against this proposition of these things I'm saying is that, well, it's bad now. You don't think it's going to get better. No, it needs to get better. We're not saying that. But the fact that it needs to get better by doing what you need to do for it, making it an arterial. Look at East Cypress. We're coming through there. We're running 40,000 cars a day down through that road now. We were all here when it was a two-lane road. How would you like to have a traffic circle at Hilltop Drive and South Cypress? So the fact is we have to take a look at Reading 2050. You look just south of...
Can I say something about traffic circles? I've lived in other parts of the world. There's traffic circles in the largest cities, and they work great. People are constantly moving. It's a learning experience on how do you traffic circles work. You know, they don't put lights out there. It's just like what you see around here in our smaller traffic circles. I mean, just because it's a traffic circle, I see big trucks on them, I see small trucks on them, I see cars. I see traffic circles at work. I mean, that's why they have them. That's why they put them in the middle of Paris. You've got an 8-lane traffic circle there.
I've been in Europe, and I know what you're saying. Now, let's take a look at this traffic circle, because it's like how big is a string, you know? The fact is that this has four pedestrian crossings that go across it, unlighted. If you come from the east side coming across, there's a left turn lane that turns into the motel there on the Wind River Motel and the service. There's no light there. It turns left.
Uh-huh.
So the fact is this is not just a traffic circle and a major thing where you're going to run it through. The fact is that we're running pedestrians across, no lights. Now, the fact is when you push all this, why are we doing this when we have other sites that work a lot better? And I'd like to throw a little philosophy in here when we start going towards the sites. Costco is a member of this community, a family member. We accept them where they are. We saw our retail sector change. They're taking $400 million a year out of our small community. They have a place out there, for example, and this may not be the best alternative, but the city could close the road between them and Winco, meaning you have to travel another block and a half to get to Dana Drive instead of coming up that part of old Alturas Road. So there's a good argument for them staying where they are. Are they going to get what they need? Well, maybe not. But there's room to put their gas stations in, and the fact is they're taking $400 million. They're part of the community, so part of the community consideration would be not to come up and plug up Bocelli Lane. The fact is, now let's go back and touch the... I tend to think we have enough retail in Reading, but let's say we need more.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying we have enough retail already?
Well...
I mean, that's that argument right there. You know, the one about how they can expand out where they're at. Manuel Kent, the former planner, says that's just going to make traffic horrible there. But when I look at this, if they're part of our family, we want our family to succeed because if the family succeeds, we succeed. They make $500 million. We get $5 million a year in taxes. But if it's still in the city. But going back, when you say we have enough retail, you don't mean we have enough retail.
Well, I wish I hadn't said that because that's my personal opinion. But let's take a look. I'm glad you brought that up. The traffic out there, unmanageable. We did those roads. There's a right and left turn lane at every intersection. Plus several left turn lanes. Where it is now.
Yes.
There's a right and left turn on every side. Now, you talk about the freeway access. What's Highway 44? 700 feet from it.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, I didn't want to really get caught up in that point.
Right. It is right now. We need to – your focus is on this, where their planning is for the rich development, including Costco, correct?
That's correct.
Right. I tell you what, let's take a phone call, and then we'll go for a break. Kay, good morning.
Hi. This is very emotional to me because I was raised across the street from where Costco is today. And even though it wasn't a subdivision, it was a neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And our parents spent most of their vacation time home working on our houses, trying to get, you know, they were veterans from World War II, raising their little families, trying to do the best they could. And our neighborhood was ruined. And the place where Costco is now was actually traded. There were 23 acres there that was traded by a man who was in San Francisco who owned it for a pickup. And the woman who got the 23 acres, I don't know if she ever saw it, but that was traded for a pickup. And when she died, her estate sold it for over $4 million.
Great trade.
Yeah, well, and the best thing for us, for the kids who were raised in the neighborhood, we got to play on that. I mean, it was like a big park for us.
So what you're saying is when we say that Costco, where it is now, didn't impact on anybody, you're saying is that's not true. We had a neighborhood.
Oh, it was a huge impact.
Okay.
It was a huge impact, and they said that they took out all the manzanita that, you know, all this environmental impact studies are for the birds. I mean, no, they're not for the birds, because there aren't even as many birds. They ruined the streams. You can't have frogs anymore. Now, this one is ruining the traffic patterns, and there's no way you're going to, I mean, Churn Creek Road towards South Bonneview is going to, you know, I mean, they're not going to be able to have enough stoplights, and I don't like these traffic circles. They're okay in the middle of a subdivision, but when you have these great big long huge trucks, and some of those trucks have great big long several cargo.
No, they just have one.
Trailers.
They just have one trailer. It's, they can only do one in California.
Two.
They have more
two.
Than
okay.
that.
You're
I
right. You're right. I take it back. It's two. I was thinking
but
of three.
But they're too big. And then you also have these RVs with these little old ladies who can't see over the steering wheel, don't know how to drive
okay.
them.
I got it, Kay. I got it. I see where you were opposed to the first one. And because it destroyed
like
a neighborhood,
much
and for somebody to say it didn't impact, that's not true. But you don't like the second one because it's going to have an impact on everything.
I think the one out on Oasis Road would actually be better because there's less traffic out there.
We'll probably talk about that. Okay,
right.
Got to take a break.
Kate,
thanks, Kay. All right, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, it was one of the top 50 hospitals in cardiac. In the whole United States for cardiac questions, for cardiac treatment, when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, it's Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back with John Dunlap.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Former cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Santa Claus is back.
Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More under the streetlamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio's KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark on Thursday here, 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock on the 13th of December. Still 40 degrees, going up to 61 today. It's going to be a beautiful day, but this weekend is going to be doing some rain, so you might want to get everything done today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue there, a veteran-owned business that gives great haircuts. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. And starting January 1st, it'll be appointment only, which is probably, you know, I hate that, but it's a good idea because, you know, place is crowded. So you can walk in there, and though it's a lot of fun to sit there for an hour talking to people. Cypress Square Barbershop, what a great place. Okay, we're here. Trish and I are here with John Dunlap, who is the spokesman for the Bonnie View Bocelli.
We're the Bonnie View Bocelli Coalition.
Right. And these are the ones that are thinking is that the rich development area, rich development, which includes Costco, but also another 70,000 square feet of stuff, could be at a better area than where the city is planning. Now, let's go to that traffic thing that you've just shown us, and then we're talking about a big roundabout, but we're talking about also 9,000 cars a day, 900 an hour. Is that right?
That's just out of the project.
Out of the project itself.
We have another 1,800 that are already traveling, will be traveling in 2025 east and west.
A day.
Okay. No, an hour.
An hour. Okay.
We're going to have a, let's round it off, 2,400 cars an hour are going to go through that roundabout. And okay. You left off the fact that you like roundabouts, and they are great. But what they say is that they move as much traffic, but you go to a slower speed. But we're talking something much bigger than where you would typically see a roundabout. This is a lot. This is the backbone of the county.
I think the key for the roundabout is the four pedestrian crossings. I can't imagine how that possibly can work.
I had somebody that said, we're going to get a bunch of wheelchairs, and we're going to go out there, and to show this was wrong, we're going to push the wheelchairs across those places. But I think what we want to do, it's a community thing. What can we do that's good for the community?
Yeah.
Along with the pedestrian crossings, if you're coming from the east, you make a left turn with no light into the Wind River Motel, and a service station to sit right there, and you've got a break then as you're coming around trying to get all this traffic and trucks through there. You have a left turn in the middle of this with no light. And to tell you the truth, it just doesn't work. So the fact is that it's cramped, it's shoehorned. We talked about the fairness issue. Let's go back. We broke from the gal talking about the location where where it was. If you don't mind, Carl, I'd like to.
No, I want to get everything out that where the coalition is opposed. I want all the reasons out there.
Okay. Well, what we think is there are alternatives, and I mentioned about the fact they could stay where they are as a member of the family, taking $400 million a year out of there, put their gas pumps in, and that's the easiest solution. But let's take the next one. There was an EIR prepared and approved. Out at Oasis Road, the city took traffic impact fees, got a grant, and did a several million-dollar upgrade to the intersection there. So when we start down this road, and I, as you know, I've been involved in development in this community for 25 years, I wanted to find out why that would didn't go. Well, there were a lot of reasons, financing and things like that. So I mean,
they've been trying to put it out there now for, what, 10 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, longer than that.
15 years?
Oh, wait.
No, 11 years.
That was going on before I ever got off the board, and I've been retired 12 years.
Okay, so let's just say 12 years.
Yeah, well, that's good. We won't quibble over that. A little less than that.
Okay.
So I speak to their attorney, a local fellow who is, let's put their name out here, the Levinsons, who at one time, if you look, were a client of ours way back when, not at the time. There's an EIR approved. It's already done. Everything they're doing now on this site has been done and completed. So I speak to their attorney, and I said, what is going on? I'm hearing all this fact about bonds the city was supposed to do and the rest. And he said, where we are now, I guarantee that we can do that project without 1 cent being spent by the residents of Reading. And I said, well, that's kind of strange. How did we ever get here? Now, there's stories on every side that you want to look at this. But his side is that they wanted a complete development plan for the area because they didn't want to have to come back in stages so they could attract their developers. I don't know anything about that. But I do know in those negotiations, we now have a whole other thing, that there's another stakeholder much larger, and that's the people who live next door here. When you go out to Oasis Road, there's not subdivisions right up against it. You know, that lady spoke about an individual house, and there are some of those. But there's no subdivision up against that. They have direct access in and out of the site. So the fact was that I'm concerned that in a comparison of this site against the other site, the EIR itself says the Oasis Road is a superior site. The city manager told me it's a superior site, and I can't verify.
It's Barry Tippin, right?
Yeah, great guy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that the Costco people in social circles have said it's a superior site. I'm saying let's go back and see what the differences are. Now, we're going to talk about some costs here in a minute.
Well, from what I understand is that the whole thing was a money question and that the Levinson family wanted the city to be on the hook for it. And you're saying now that their lawyer is saying is that, oh, that's not a problem anymore. We could do it all without any money from the city. But there's also, wasn't there opposition also from people out in Gold Hills? And
yeah, some very well-connected people in Gold Hills were adamantly
and
against
Tierra
it.
Oaks, yeah. And Tierra Oaks, because that's where they live out there.
The impact is a long ways away from
them.
It wasn't the Gold Hills people, it was Tierra Oaks,
right.
And it was a couple of influential people out there, we won't mention their name or whatever they did. But I don't think anybody has that kind of power. Now, I mentioned that...
Should have that kind of power.
Oh, well, I'll leave that for you guys in your other show. But the fact is that these negotiations need to be examined closely before you come back. Now, you're going to take that Bonnie View Bocelli thing, and you're going to put it in big city frenzy. That's why most people left and came up here, was because they wanted to avoid that frenzy. Look at what we're talking about. Just from Costco, coming out on Bocelli Lane are 910 cars an hour average. That's not the peak. And every one of those cars that comes out of that project has to go around or through the traffic circle, because there's no left turns on anything. So you're going to plug the end of Bocelli Lane. Now let's move out to the road on I-5. We're right there. What are you, 100 feet? The fact is that it speaks to the fact that now that we have a terrible impact on an established neighborhood, that we can come back and find a place that we can do away with all those if those negotiations could be brought together. And like I say, the EIR is done. They're ready to move out there. So I would like to see somehow that open to the public. Let's find out what they are. Get the issues on the board. If it's a personality thing, let's find it.
Well, then I think if that's the case, that when I was talking to the former city councilman, Brent Weaver, who just stepped down this last couple of weeks, he said they never could get that through, that they tried really hard, and it just never made it. because for a variety of reasons. So why now? Why now, after 12 years, has this all of a sudden come together?
Carl,
and this is according to their lawyer, right?
Yeah. Carl, I was involved in development all my life, 30 years. A lot of times they get frayed in the manner of putting together a major project. But when you lay the papers down there and say, this is what you actually get, this is what it's spent, they all of a sudden become friendly. And the fact is that until that's laid out, now, I'm not going to criticize the negotiators involved in this, but I'm not going to name any names, but I think that an experienced person sitting down has done a lot of this. We had any kind number of problems out on Dana Drive, but you have to sit down and drive the alternatives and put the numbers down and show exactly what they are. Now we have a comparison, and people talked about the money that the city put into that exchange out there. You have no idea the money the city's putting into the exchanges regarding this. For example, I'm giving you a sheet the other day. We'll take a look at it. The city has agreed to put a light in at Loma Vista and Bocelli Lane, but they're also going to quiet the traffic on Loma Vista by narrowing it, putting in what I'll call big speed bumps, but which are going to elevate a couple of pedestrian crossings to what they call calm the traffic coming down Loma Vista. Well, that's not going to calm the traffic. But let's take the intersection. On that, and I'm looking at the form right now, the project will pay 10% of that cost, and the city is going to pay 90%. But the big one they're going to do, and the city has pledged to have Loma Vista and the one at Victor and Rancho Road put in, Rancho Traffic Circle, that's going to incorporate Victor, Rancho Road, and Churn Creek Road. And it gets a little interesting because part of that's in the county. But the city is guaranteed that will be in place before it's done. Now, you can imagine what that's going to cost. The developer is paying 13% of that. The city's paying 87% of that. And if I tick down through here, I've got about six projects that...
And where did you get this information from, John? So anybody can get this information.
This is all...
Correct?
If you go to the site and look at the final EIR from the Planning Commission site, it's a great site, and it'll show you. It lists those projects.
So you're saying is that... And I
and
saw
what's the total figure that you're talking on that?
I don't have the construction cost, but I'm going to say, let's talk. Somebody can take me on this, $20 million. And what
the city's going to have to invest.
Well, let's put it this way.
$20 million overall.
Yeah,
in the city.
I'm going to guess that all the improvements, we have Hartmeyer Lane and some other things we won't bring up, but they're paying, I think the most they pay on anything is like 20 or 30%. So the fact is, I asked the city manager, do we have that kind of money in our traffic impact fees? And the answer was, no, we don't, but we're going to borrow the money and pay it off with traffic impact fees. Now, we've already done that. The traffic impact fees that did the one out on Oasis Road came mainly from the enterprise area. Now, the city of Reading has traffic impacts that need to be done, and it's a frightening thing to look. And I apologize for the $20 million. It could be off substantially. But the fact is that the city is going to borrow the money and pay it off with. Future traffic impact fees will be dedicated to paying this, and there's a traffic impact fees around the county.
Okay, so
the city.
We have to take a break.
Let me just point out one tiny little thing. So you buy a piece of property over an enterprise, you pay a traffic impact fee, the roads over there are not getting fixed because the money's been borrowed to use someplace else in the city of Reading, and then pay it back over a period of time.
That's true. And I mentioned that's what happened to the ones out of Oasis Road. That impact fee money came from other places.
Exactly.
Okay. We're here with John Dunlap.
Redevelopment fee.
Well, there's so you're saying essentially of all the traffic impact fees, let's just say $20 million. It could be a lot less or it could be more, that the developers will be paying 20% of that at the most.
Well, you're looking at them, 13% on the...
I'm just saying at the most they're going to be paying, because I see a couple on there.
I like that. That characterizes
it. Let's just say 20% at the most.
Sure.
So that way we can kind of like say, so 20% of the $20 million will be paid by the developers. The rest will be paid through traffic impact fees. According to John. Yeah, according to the... And you can look this up in the public...
The public documents on the EIR have been published.
Yeah, we need to take a quick break here. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's like 11, 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on December the 13th, 2018. Quickly running out of time and days here in the year of 2018. It's going to be 61 degrees today, my friends. We'll be right back.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition, and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR1460. Hey, man, I am launching right here. And, hey, it is about 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and we're going to run through this segment really quick. We're here with John Dunlop, who is the spokesman for the
Bonneville Bocelli Coalition.
Okay. And these are the ones that think that there's a better place for the rich development corporation to put Costco and these other buildings and the 30 gas pumps. And we're talking about out there on Oasis Road. And here's my question. So Costco put their location down there on Dana Drive. But somebody has written in here, that's always been a temporary location, which is what they said. Supposedly. Now, I don't know about that because I wasn't here when they first built it. So now they went out and they were looking at the one on Oasis for the last 12 years, as we've said. That didn't work out. And so they went down to this place now on the Knighton Road area and have done an EIR there and want to be there. Now, the coalition says you need to go back and look at Oasis Road again.
Well, the coalition is saying that you need to look at other sites. Now, we happen to jump right up when you've got one that the EIR has been approved.
Or they could be right where they are and just expand there.
Yeah, and now I wasn't sitting right across from Costco, but we did do the a lot of the management on the site they're out there. I never remember that being called a temporary site. And remember,
I'm just saying somebody wrote that in there.
Well, somebody wrote that in there, yeah. But we did it, and it never was intended to be a temporary site.
And that's fine, because you were there, I wasn't, and I will accept that, of course. But let's go back to this. They've been looking at it for 12 years. We've got this new site. At what point, what if Costco just says, you know, enough is enough? You know, we're fighting these guys. You know, we've looked at Oasis Road for 12 years. Now they're promised, oh, no, we'll do it, which means nothing because they've been trying for 12 years. At what point, and they're not going to stay where they are because they need to expand as businesses can, what if they move?
First thing, and we don't have time now, I say that with discussions with people at the top philosophically, they could stay where they are. But where we stand is the fact that we need to take a look again. When the discussion in the community was going on was about Costco. Now we have a three-pronged deal. We have Costco, we have Bonneville Bocelli, and we and an existing site. Now, it sounds like I'm pushing. No, I think that they should be able to go where they want to without really harming the community. This is a big guy hitting the little guys. The little guys that can't fight back are the people that bought the homes on Bocelli Lane expecting 75,000 square feet. And you said it. We're getting three times that, plus 30 gas pumps, plus impacting the way they get out there. Now, the fact is the negotiations have to be opened up again because now we have a new stakeholder. There was no stakeholders out there involving the people I'm talking about when they were talking the Oasis Road site. If they'd had it at that time, we're going to have three things, Oasis Road, Bonneville Bocelli, or wherever place you want to put in. That's a different argument. These stakeholders that, in my opinion, are having their lives harmed substantially by a big city looking for $4.5 million are stakeholders now in where it locates, and they were not in that discussion. It needs to be opened up again, and what their attorney says, as I told you earlier, they're willing to sit down and negotiate and do things. We need to examine it. If that's approved, they could go out there and start turning dirt tomorrow. In fact, I understand that they are having grading plans done on that out there now. Now, in doing that, I'm not saying we don't need upgrades on Bonneville, South Bonneville. We do. But we can do that out there with no traffic circles. The city's not going to go on the hook for a whole bunch of a loan to be paid off by future impact fees. So the fact the arguments stack up the fact that we need to take a look at where we are before we harm ourselves substantially. We need to open that up again and let the public speak.
Why is it that, now this is not something that's just come up. Why was this coalition, these people, they were not aware of what was happening? Why didn't they come forward sooner in the start of this project? I mean, there's been public hearings before the Planning Commission on this site.
They were, fact is, I'm pretty much an activist, and I don't know if this fits, but I'll say it. I had open-heart surgery in the middle of this year, and when they came and got me, I took a look at what they had and said, here's how we get it focused. So I was hung up from May through September. But let's go on past that.
Yeah, I'm one, but I've only got like 3 minutes left. I want to address this question. We keep talking about Oasis, but it's been 12 years. A coalition that fights and fights and gets them to change their mind, the city council. It's got to be the city council. If the city council votes 3-2, that it's going there.
That's right.
Unless you are planning then a lawsuit. Are you planning a lawsuit if the city council votes to put it in there?
We can't say now. The fact that we think this is grossly unfair. I had a business on Bocelli Lane for 15 years. I didn't just come into this. 15 years I had a business on Bocelli Lane. I sold in 1998. So I've lived in the neighborhood a long time. There weren't even painted crosswalks across there.
Well, let me bring it to the next one then. When the Churn Creek Bottom people got together against the supermarket out there, or that big...
The Auto Mall.
Would your coalition put together a initiative so that people would vote on a proposition for it to be there or not?
For Costco to be there or not?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we would, sure.
You'd want to put that up so the whole city could vote on that?
No, we took a look and get the signatures, have a special election. Oh, we're talking a lot of money. And the fact is that we have five people. Why go out and do this and have a big referendum when we have five people who are going to make this decision?
So you wouldn't go to have a referendum?
Well, I can't speak for anybody. I'm here saying that it costs a lot of money when the city council can take a look at this and see that they have an option. There is no option. And there are other options, but we've just talked about a couple today.
Right.
We want three city council to come back and say we're going to represent the people of that area and the lifestyle we have in Shasta County. We're not going to come back and put big city frenzy on. Well, let's just take,
on one section of Reading.
We have not talked about how much traffic is going to go up Bocelli Lane. We have one stoplight on Bocelli Lane. That's put up at Hartnell.
At the very least, it looks like to me, if in fact, and I'm assuming, I mean, I'm not assuming, I'm sure that the papers that are in front of us, at the very least, there needs to be some mitigation on the impact on traffic in that area, because that's going to be a nightmare with that many vehicles going across pedestrian, unlighted path. I can't even imagine
that. Well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have somebody that's been on the, we'll just get the mayor. We'll get Mayor Julie Winters on, and we'll just ask her these questions, because she's one of the five. Is that fair? I think it is. We've had John's, his arguments against it being there, so I think we should have the city's four. So, John, you've got like 2 minutes, so tell us the last. You get to last.
You've got 30 seconds.
Okay, you've got like
a minute. Okay, make it quick. We're not against anything. We're for the Bonnie neighborhood to maintain their lifestyle. We're for taking another look at the circumstances because the stakes have become higher. The fact that we want this discussion, we want the public involved, and we would like to get the negotiations going where there's already an approved EIR.
Okay. John Dunlap here.
Thanks, John.
John, thanks a lot. Tomorrow, Jamie from Synergy, our first and only legal cannabis shop, will be our guest tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, Tobacco and Brew.